This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We like to point out here that there's much more to life than gross domestic product, which measures money changing hands and not necessarily human well-being. Now, that said, tomorrow's quarterly update on economic growth will show, among other things, if inflation is slowing down consumer and business spending and whether these higher prices are cutting into what firms invest in their own futures. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Throughout the past few months, Michael Lippman has been setting up two new production lines in his bakery near San Diego called Sadie Rose Baking Company. On one line, new equipment rounds dough into things like sandwich rolls and hamburger buns. On the other, dough is pressed flat.
And then we can divide it into the piece size that we want, from little ciabatta dinner rolls to sheets of focaccia.
Lippman bought the equipment so he could make more bread faster, and so far it's working.
You know, we've gone from nearly 8 hours of production on our hamburger buns to under two.
That's a big deal, especially given how hard it's been finding workers. Lippman says the new production lines will help the bakery do more with its existing staff.
This way we can continue to grow and, you know, don't necessarily need to find people, train people.
To attract and retain workers, many businesses are paying their workers more. Economist Shannon Seary at Wells Fargo says those higher costs are another incentive to invest more in equipment.
We expect that, you know, businesses might, you know, seek some high tech or some labor-saving technologies that they can tap in order to, offset some of that labor cost pressure.
A lot of these investments can help companies manage the challenges they're dealing with this year. But many of these investments are big purchases that won't pay off for a while.
That gives me a lot of optimism that we're going to see really strong productivity growth moving forward.
That's Chad Moutre, chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers. He says businesses are trying to figure out how to survive for the long haul.
I mean, you often see this happening in a recession, right? Companies are very forward-looking, especially in manufacturing, right? What is the world going to look like in 1, 2, 3, 4 years, right? And try to make strategic investments to try to put that in place.
Even if inflation and higher interest rates are making expensive investments seem scary. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.